Hey everyone, ever feel like you spend more time managing emails and messages than actually, getting work done?
Yeah.
Especially when you're remote and it's like everyone's got a different piece of the puzzle.
It's so true.
Today's deep dive, we're all about finding that flow.
Yeah,
especially for teams who, they love that whole agile way of working.
Right.
That whole build, test, learn, adapt thing.
Yeah.
We're digging into how something as simple as like hitting record.
Mm.
Could actually be a game changer when it comes to transparency and collaboration.
Interesting.
Our jumping off point is this recent article I saw about this platform called Watch and Learn.
Okay.
Which really got me thinking about, are we communicating as well as we could be?
Right.
Especially in those fast-paced agile environments.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's such a timely discussion, right? Because agile is all about being adaptable, responding to feedback quickly, and that relies so heavily on everyone being on the same page.
Exactly. But here's the thing. How often do our traditional ways of communicating emails or even chat messages actually slow us down?
Totally.
It's like you've got this deadline looming. You need a quick answer.
Yeah.
But instead, you're stuck in inbox limbo.
You know, it's funny because I think the more agile a team tries to be, the more those traditional methods actually start to like create bottlenecks.
Interesting.
You're trying to move fast, but the communication itself becomes this like this heavy anchor.
It's like trying to run a sprint with lead weights in your shoes. So where does this whole watch and learn platform and this idea of recording your screen come in? The article focused on something called, get this, DevBox testing, which I have to admit sounded a little intimidating at first.
Yeah.
But when you break it down, it's actually quite simple, right?
Absolutely. Imagine you're a developer and you've encountered a bug in the code.
Okay.
Instead of trying to describe it in an email, which, let's be honest, can sometimes feel like you're writing a novel.
Oh, I've been there. It's like, okay, so first you click this button, but only after you've hovered over this other thing.
Exactly.
And then
with DevBox testing, you're essentially recording your screen, like literally showing what you're seeing, what you're clicking on, and how the system is responding.
So it's like saying, forget the long-winded explanation, just watch this.
Exactly. That has to save so much time and frustration.
Oh, absolutely.
Or both, the person trying to explain the issue and the one trying to help.
Precisely. And it highlights this key advantage of this whole approach, which is it moves beyond just like solving problems in the moment.
Okay.
It creates this like this instantly accessible library of knowledge.
That's a really interesting point. So it's not just about fixing the bug today. It's about having that recording for future reference.
Right.
Almost like building a visual knowledge base as you go.
I love
that.
That's a great way to put it. It's like you're almost like, bottle it up.
Yeah.
So you can share it later.
That's a great, that's a really good way to put it.
And it's not just about bugs and like these technical issues.
Right. Yeah.
The article goes on to talk about this idea of a video inbox.
Okay.
Which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah. I have to admit, I was a little confused by that at first.
Really?
What exactly is a video inbox?
So think of it this way.
Okay.
All those times you would normally draft a lengthy email, maybe explaining a design change you're requesting or giving feedback on like a project proposal.
Yeah.
Instead of writing all that out, you just hit record.
Okay. So instead of trying to like articulate your thoughts in writing, you're almost like walking someone through it visually. Right?
Exactly.
Using your voice, maybe even like pointing things out on the screen as you go.
And because it's a video, you can convey so much more nuance and context than you ever could in an email.
Totally.
Like you're seeing facial expressions, you're hearing tone of voice.
All those things that just get lost in translation when you're, just staring at lines of text.
So you're bringing back that human element a little bit, that face-to-face interaction.
Yeah.
Even if it's not happening in real time.
Exactly.
I could see how that would be really valuable in those situations where, clear communication is just so crucial.
Yeah.
And the article gave a great example of using video messages to clarify requirements with, like, say, a product owner.
Yes.
Which we all know can be, a little bit of a pain point sometimes in the development process.
Absolutely. And think about how this ties back to just, like, the core principles of agile development, right?
Okay.
One of the key tenets of agile is this idea of short feedback loops, right?
Yeah.
You want to get your work in front of users or stakeholders as quickly as possible, gather their feedback, and then iterate.
Because the faster you can, identify and address those misunderstandings, the less time and money you waste building something that nobody actually wants.
Exactly. And video messages can play a huge role in accelerating that feedback loop.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of sending, you know, a long email describing a feature, waiting for a reply, clarifying misunderstandings,
yeah.
Imagine being able to just record a quick video, show exactly how the feature works, what your thought process was, what kind of feedback you're looking for.
And the product owner can see it instantly.
Yes.
Hit reply, maybe with their own video message.
Exactly.
And suddenly you've got this like really dynamic back and forth conversation happening.
Right.
That just wouldn't be possible through text alone.
And what's even more powerful is that this whole exchange is documented.
Ooh, good point.
So if there's ever a question later on about like, well, why did we decide to design it this way?
Yeah.
You can always go back and actually see that thought process unfold.
That's a really important point, especially in agile environments where things move so quickly.
Right.
Decisions are often made, you know, on the fly.
Exactly.
Having that visual record can be really, really invaluable.
Right.
It strikes me that like these tools are really cool, but they're only one part of the equation, right?
Yeah.
You can't just like throw technology at a team and be like, okay, now be transparent, collaborate.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, the article actually touches on this too.
Okay.
It really emphasizes that it's about fostering a specific kind of culture.
So it's less about the what, like the specific tools and more about the how. How are you actually using these tools within a team?
Right.
What are some of the like the key elements of a culture of transparency, would you say?
Well, I think for one, it's about building trust.
All right.
Team members need to feel comfortable sharing their work openly.
Yeah.
Even if it's still a work in progress.
Right.
Knowing that they're not going to be judged or criticized for, you know, not having all the answers figured out yet.
Because in a way, you're kind of turning everything into a more collaborative effort.
Right.
Instead of everyone working in isolation and then like presenting something as this, like, here's the finished product.
Right, right.
It's more like, hey, we're working on this together.
Yeah.
And we're going to iterate as we go.
You're inviting that feedback throughout the entire process, which
yeah.
I think is so crucial.
It's almost like you're breaking down those invisible walls that can exist.
Yeah.
Even on remote teams, right?
Totally.
Instead of everyone operating in their own little silo.
It's so easy to do that, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Especially when you're remote.
You're creating this shared space where, you know, knowledge and ideas can flow more freely.
And I think that's where, like, the real magic happens, right?
Totally.
When you get those different perspectives in the same room.
Yeah.
That's when you start to see those aha moments.
That you might not have discovered otherwise.
Exactly.
So I think we've uncovered something pretty powerful here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just about finding, you know, like better ways to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like rethinking how we work together as a team.
Right.
It's about, you know, really embracing that agile mindset.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, in theory, but in like the way we actually interact and collaborate.
100%.
And it's exciting to think, you know, as technology keeps evolving.
Oh, I know.
Who knows what other tools and techniques we'll have
right.
to make that collaboration even more seamless, even more effective.
The possibilities are kind of endless when you think about it.
It really is like we're just scratching the surface.
Totally.
Now, for everyone listening, here's something I want you to consider.
Okay.
If you could have like a window into any part of your team's work, right?
Okay.
You could see what they're working on, how they're approaching problems. What would be the most valuable to you?
That's a great question.
Would it be seeing how a designer, you know, brings an idea to life from like just a sketch on a napkin? Or maybe getting a glimpse into how a project manager keeps like all the pieces moving in the right direction, you know, behind the scenes.
It makes you wonder.
Think about it. And, you know, let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, tell us.
And, of course, we've got links to the article and the Watch and Learn platform in the show notes if you want to explore further.
Definitely check those out.
That's it for today's deep dive into the world of agile work transparency.
So good.
Until next time, keep those conversations flowing, keep those connections strong.
Keep collaborating.
And keep on learning.